Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Durham, Daf Samach Dalud. We begin the ninth parak. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Jenny Goldstein, Sheina Chaya Bas Moshe Leo. All the chance we learn for us to have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin very top of Samach Dalud with the new Mishnah in the new parak. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer teaches us the following halacha, Poschin Le'ov Le'odom B'chvod Oviv V'imo. What does this mean? So the Ran tells us, Sha'omim Lo, we tell a person after he makes an edda, if you had known, Ilu Ha'yis Yodeya, if you had known, Shemevazin Ovicha V'imecha, it would be an embarrassment to your mother and father, Al Sha'ata Kal B'nidorim, that people are going to say, ah, this guy is very Kal B'nidorim. As we had already mentioned many times in the Masechta, it's not good to make Nidorim, as the Ran tells us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, the people are going to call him L'Rishia Bar Tzadik or Rishia Bar Rishia. They're going to call him, oh, you're a wicked son, the son of either good parents or bad parents, but the bottom line is, it's going to be a bad reflection on your parents. Would you have made such an edder? Kluma Yisa no der? So, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the person says, yes, I never would have made the nedder if I'd realized it would be a busha to my parents, so then the nedder falls off. Alternatively, the Ran says, Loshen Acher, Shiyoru. The people would say about him, Sha'ato Lomaditome. And people are going to say, oh, like father, like son. He's making the dharm. Must be that the father's making the dharm. And Sha'af He Mizalzlum in the dharm. And this would be a bad reflection on the parents that people would be saying, his parents make lots of the dharm as well. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if the person says, if I had realized it would be a busha to my parents, one of these two reasons that the Ran said, so then I never would have made the nether. Rabbi Eliezer says, that is a valid Pesach, that's an opening that you can go and say, this is a good opportunity to be Matir Neder in this situation because of what this person said. The Rush has a very similar idea. He says, Elo Yisa Yodea Shiyomru Olam, Levich Lemecha, people would tell the mother and the father, look at the child that you raised, Ru Gidulon Shigidigaltem, look at the child that you raised, Kamo Bincha, that look how they would tell the parents, look how easily your child makes nedarim, and that would be a busha to them. So would you have made such an eder? And again, this is the Pesach that Rabbi Eliezer says would be adequate just by saying kavod aviv v'imo. The Chum disagree. The Chumim omrim, no, we don't allow this. The Ran says we'll see this in the Gemara, but the Rush gives it to us here, so we'll say it over here quickly. Look in the Rush, Dibur Masul Chachamim Osrim. He says we have to be concerned that maybe Shema Chayshinan Shema Mishaker, that this guy's going to lie. Who bo shlomar, I don't really care what my parents say. Shloyam meiniach bishul kvodam. He, in fact, would not have changed anything that he did. He would have made the nether, even if he knew this would be an embarrassment to his parents. But he's embarrassed to tell us that he doesn't really care what his parents think or that it will be an embarrassment for his parents. And therefore, when the Chacham says, oh, that's a valid Pesach, it's not really a valid Pesach, he doesn't really have Harata. He would have done this even if he'd realized it's going to embarrass his parents, but he's embarrassed to tell us that. And therefore, he'll say, oh yes, I would have been embarrassed. I would not have made the nether if I know that it would be a busha to my parents or they would be upset in some way. But that's not true. And therefore, when the Chachma's matrit, based upon this charata, it's not really charata. So therefore, the Chachma say you can't be using this Pesach of Kavod of the Imo because you're not 100% sure that he's going to tell us the truth. Amar Rav Tzadok says, Ad shepos lo b'chvod aviv imo yivdchu lo b'chvod hamakom. Wait a second. Why are you saying that we should just be concerned with the covenant of his parents? We could do the same Pesach with the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ran tells us in the Bamaskal Omer of Tzadok, Kilomar. Rabbi Eliezer, he should have said, Ki hechi deshori liftoach, the covenant of Avivo, just like you're allowing a Pesach with the honor of the father and the mother. If he had said, if we tell him, if you'd known that this would embarrass your father and mother in any of the ways that we mentioned, you wouldn't have done it. And he says, yes, so too. You should allow Nami Liftoch B'chavod HaMakom, say that this would be a busha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you make Nedarim. Shom Lo, they tell this person, Elo Yisro Yodea Kishinodarat, if you would realize when you made the Neder, Sheyisro Meikal B'chavod HaMakom, that you're loosening or lightening up the cover that is being given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ha'aminim B'Sifri, it tells us in the Sifri, Shukin Noder B'Melech Atzma. When you make a nether, you're making it, so to say, on God himself. So would you have made such a nether in this situation? It's not good to make the Dorm, and it's like negating the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu in some way. Ha'yisa Noder. Would you have made such a nether? And therefore, in this situation as well, you wouldn't go and make such an edit. Now, the Rosh explains that Bala Hakshel said the real answer. The way that Rebbe Tzad is coming along is he's not agreeing with Rebbe Lezer, he's really pointing a hole or poking a hole in what Rebbe Lezer said. He said, if you're allowing to be Poseach L'Odom B'Chavot Aviv Imo, then you should also allow to be Poseach B'Chavot Shemayim. But that can't be. Just like if you're saying you can be poseach with the covet of your father and mother, you should be able to be a poseach with the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, as the Rosh continues on the last of the thin lines in the Rosh, Yitro Nami Bechavet HaMakom V'yomrlo Yisodea Shetikra Ra Lifnei HaMakom, you'd be considered a wicked person in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kono Yoyinota, would you have made such an ad there? So obviously that can't be. Why didn't you say this? So it must be that there's something wrong over here. And what's wrong? So the Girsa says, Amrulo. That's the addition that we find in the Ran, we find it in the Rush, and we find in the Hagos Vitsiyunim. Os Aleph, he says this is the Girsa Tosus as well, the Rush and the Ran. And he says, in the Mefarish, however, Nira Degoris Bilofneinu, the Hakol Midivrei Rabbi Tzadok. This is a continuation of Rabbi Tzadok saying this. So if you allow this, or it's a question of Rabbi Tzadok, if you're going to say that you should be allowed to be Poseach, the Kovet of Okom, you have a real problem. Im Kain Ein Nedar, then we will never have any Nedar, because a person will always be able to say, oh, I didn't realize I was poking in the Kovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course I would make the Nedar. Now, here, the Ran tells us in Dira Maso Omrulo, Kolomer Afilu Rabbi Elazar Moda Rabban. Even Rabbi Elazar would be Moda in this situation to the Rabbanim, the Bechavet Amakum, and he posts that nobody would allow that. Why? Because the Im Isa, if you allow that, the Poskim ain't the Darb. If you allow a person to say, oh, if I'd known that this would be considered Rabbi Ne Hashem, and that I'm doing something wicked in God's eyes, of course I wouldn't have done this. So then nobody would have the chutzpah to say, nah, I don't care what Hashem thinks. So everybody, whether they believe it or not, is going to say, of course I would have made the nether, and therefore you essentially would have done away with all nedarim. As the Ran says a little bit later on for the Gemara, Kitz of Gemara, She'ein shum adam shiyah as pun of lomar. There's no person in the world that is so chutzpahdik that he would say, Shafilo yodeya shumeka b'chad avakam. If I had realized that this was going to cause a diminution in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would have made the nether. Nobody would have the chutzpah to say that. So, afilu loya nimna lekach. Even if the person's really a bad person, he says, no, I really don't care. Right? He's an irreligious person. And he says, I really don't care. But nobody had the chutzpah to say that. And therefore, mitchila yeshaker lomar kain. So every single person would basically go and say, no, I would not have made the nether. And therefore, we would basically have done away with all the dar. But by a parent, that's not the case, as we'll explain more in the Gemara. Mish continues and tells us, Modim Chachom Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachom are in agreement, Rabbi Eliezer, that if the neder was about the parents, Bedover Shebeino Lebein Aviv the Imo, and the Ran gives the Rosh gives an example of this in Dibra Masa, Bedover Shebeino Lebein Aviv the Imo, Kegon Sheheidir Aviv. If the person said, I asked my father to get Hanah for me. So if it's a Dover Shebeino Lebein Aviv the Imo, and then you tell him, Sheposelo Bechvot Aviv Imo, do you realize that this is a terrible busha to your parents, that you were Madin neder against them? So then, if the person said, says that I never would have made the nether, we allow that. Even the Chachamim would agree to that. Now, why is that? So the Gemara will explain. Clearly, this person is not afraid to go and denigrate his parents. He made a nether that his parents, his father, can't get Hanah from him. So he wouldn't be afraid to tell us, I would have made the nether anyway. Even if I'd realized how upset they would be, how embarrassed they are, I would still make the nether. Because this person was mechutzuf. He was already mechutzuf in that he asked his parents to have Hanah from him. He asked his father to have Hanah from him. So therefore, he wouldn't be embarrassed to tell us, if I'd realized how upset this would make them, how embarrassed they are, I never would have made the nether. He would say, no, I would have made the nether anyway, since he was already chutzpahdik, so we can believe him. Even the opinion of the Chacham is that we would believe Rabbi Lezer and hold that a Pesach in this situation would work, because it was about the parents that he made the nether, and therefore, we can trust him if he says, Ilu ha-yisi yodei, if I'd realized that they would be upset, then I wouldn't have made the nether. So then that is a good Pesach, even according to the Chacham. Then we have Va'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Now this Va'od, the Ran on Samach Dalet Amid Beis tells us is an unusual format. You turn to Samach Dalet Amid Beis, in the Dibro Masko, where it says the Mishnah Masnisin, the old Amar Eliezer. He tells us an interesting Shas principle. He says, Avogav, the Sukua Rabbanin Lemuse, the Rabbi Eliezer. Even though we have an interruption, we don't have a statement of Rabbi Eliezer and then another statement of Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the normal way that we write the old. We normally don't say the old if there was an intervening opinion in between the two statements of a Tana. So under normal circumstances, when we had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and then we say the Chachamim disagree, we wouldn't use the lashon va'od amar Rabbi Eliezer, and the Ran brings rise to this in the Gemara elsewhere. But why do we use it over here? The shiny hoch, interesting. He says the heavy lehetera here. The va'od is a second kula, and you find the same lashon in both the Rosh and Tosfos. That here this va'od is a second kula. The kocha de hetera alim tuva. It's a very strong thing to make a kula, right? Somebody asks you, Shaila, is this kosher or not? You don't know, Shaila? You can't eat it. Sorry, it's not kosher. Somebody asks you, Shaila, you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Not? Say, I don't know. You can't do it. It's very easy to be machmir and say, no, you can't. It takes a Talmud Chacham. It takes a great koach dehetera odif. This idea that if you matif something, that's a stronger thing, because the easy way out is to assess something. The harder thing is to prove that something is mutter, even though the default position is that something is mutter until you find the reason that it's asser. So we tend to be machmir. So therefore, koach tetera odiv. And that principle applies over here. Mishum hachi, the Ran says, afogad the yifsekua rabbanu lebil. So even though we have the opinion of the chachamim in between the two statements of Eliezer, nevertheless, ktani va'od. Here, Chazal wanted to teach us in this Mishnah, va'od, look at the koch de'etera. Even though we normally don't use the word va'od, in this situation we're going to use the word va'od, koach de'etera alim. It's such a strong thing to say this. In any event, what are we saying over here? Va'od amar Rabbi Eliezer, another kula that Rabbi Eliezer says, poskim b'nolat, the chachamim as osrin, that Rabbi Eliezer allows you to be poseach with nolat, something that wasn't in the world at the time of the neder. So, when they try to find the Pesach for his neder, and that Pesach wasn't around at the time of the neder, but is around now. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to go and use that as a Pesach. Whereas the Chachamim, their Osrin, they say, no, you can't use something that wasn't around at the time of the original neder to use that as a Pesach. And the Gemara will give us three examples of this machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding Nolat. Ketzad, what's an example of this principle? So Omar, if the person were to say, Konam, he makes the neder, something is ought to him, Shani Nana, Lish Ploni, I'm also to get Hanoah from such and such a person, and then that person becomes a Nasa Sofer. Now the normal way that we translate the word Sofer is he becomes a scribe. He writes Shtarim, he writes documents, he'll write Sifrei Stam. So, and that is the way some of the Mefarshim translate it over here, but the Ran and other Mefarshim also translate this as a Talmud Chacham. So, the Mefarish also says, Is the Amri, that means a Talmud Shu Tzarech Lo. This is a Talmud Chacham that people need. He has to go Paskin Shilas to them. Or alternatively, the Mefarish says, Is the Amri Lavla, this is a regular scribe. Also, the people need him to write documents and to write stop. In any event, when you originally made the Neder, I asked myself to get Hanoah from Yanko. Yanko was a teenager then. And now, 10 years later, he's the Rav of the town. He's the posek. He's the sofer. He's the one that writes all the Shtarim documents. And you need him, so that's Nolat. So Rabbi Eliezer would say, yeah, if I had known that he was going to become the sofer, I never would have made the neder. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's a Pesach for the Rav to be matir as neder. Whereas the Chacham would say, no, since it wasn't present at that time, you're not allowed to use that as a Pesach to be matir the neder. Alternatively, we're dealing with a case, Osho Yom Masiyas Beno. The person was marrying off his son. So he said, I asked myself to get a note from Yanko, and then Yanko's going to marry off his son, and he wants to eat at the wedding, or he wants to go to the chuppah, he wants to go to that guy's house, but he's also to have a note from him. So if he had said, V'amar, ilo yisiyodeh shu nasis sofer, oh, Osho Yom Masiyas Beno Bekaro, if I had realized that he was going to become a sofer, or that he was going to marry off his son, Bekaro. Now everybody's going to get married. Be'ezus Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all those that are in need of a shidduch to find one. But the point is over here, Bekaro. He didn't realize he was going to get married this year. So he, according to the Rosh, he gave him a time-limited isser. I won't get an offer for you for a year. So he didn't expect the guy to marry off his son in the year. The guy wasn't even dating. He wasn't even in the parish. Boom, all of a sudden, he goes out with the first girl that he meets and three months later, they're getting married already. So in this situation, this is a nolat. He wasn't a sofer at the time of the neder. He wasn't expecting him to be married at the time of the neder. So in this situation, if he had known that, lo yisinod, so Rabbi Eliezer says that's a good Pesach, the Chacham say it's not. Alternatively, we could have the case as follows. Kohen, if a person says, I will not enter Labai Zesh and Nichlas. I ask myself to go into this house, which would be a permanent Isser on this house. But then it turns out that the shul buys this house and turns it into a shtibel. And they turn it into a shul. The Nasa Beis HaKnesses. Now he wants to go in there to daven. So he's already Isser. So we tell him, Omer, if you know that this would be Beis HaKnesses, we made the neder, and he says, Lo Yisinoda, I wouldn't have made that neder. So then that's a good Pesach according to Rabbi Eliezer, but not a good Pesach according to Chachamim, because this is another case of Nolad. Bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer, Matir v'Chacham Ostrim, in the case of Nolad. So we had these three scenarios, each one giving a little bit of a chiddush over the other one, they all are illustrative of this idea that Rabbi Eliezer holds that we do Poseach with Nolad, and the Chacham say we do not. Okay, we start the Gemara. What did we mean when we said my ein nedarim? That point we had either Amrulo im kein ein nedarim, or it was a continuation of Rav Tzadok's statement. He said if we allow you to have charata for covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there won't be any such thing as a nedarim anymore, because every single neder, nobody would be so chutzpah to say, I don't really care that I was doing Ra B'nei Hashem. Nobody would have the chutzpah to say that, even if they really felt it. And therefore, there would be no such thing as the Dharma anymore. Every neder would have a built-in Pesach that you could go be mat to the neder. So there are two explanations over here for exactly why this wasn't allowed. So Amar Abaye tells us, Im Kain, the understanding is, Ein Nedarim Nitarin Yofa. What will happen is, no neder will now be properly annulled. As we see in Diva Matzah in the Ran, my ein nedarim, so we have a bayi's opinion, and the Ran says, Shafilu in mitchila lo hayo nimna mipei karabokob, as I had explained, even a person would not have stopped from making the neder if he knew that this would be Rabbein Hashem, nobody would have the chutzpah, lo yoz ponov bekach, lufnei chacham, nobody would have the chutzpah to tell the chacham, nah, I don't really care what Hashem says. I don't really care that this is Rabbein Hashem. So, everybody would therefore lie. The Yishaker, the Omer, oh, everybody would say, of course, I never would want to be considered Rabbi Hashem, even if he really would. And therefore, Nimtza, Shein Nedarim Mutar and Yofa. It turns out that we're not Matin Neder properly, because the person was Meshaker. And that's why Mishulachi, Moda, Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer would say, who allows you to be Matin Neder, be sure covered other the Emo, he says, people in that situation would not be Meshaker. They would tell you the truth. Yes, I would have made the nether anyway, or no, I wouldn't. But in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be concerned that a person would be Meshaker no matter what. And therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer's Motel Rabbanon, Shane Postlin, Lo Bekovut Habaku. However, as I just said, Umiya Bekovut Avivimo Pligi. There, the Rabbi Eliezer says, we would accept that, because the Rabbanon Asre, the Rabbanon still hold the Sulu, Lo Shana Bechod Mokov, Lo Shana Bechod Avivimo, and other mayors, nobody would have the chutzpah to say, I don't really care what my parents think, just like they wouldn't have the chutzpah to say, I don't care what Hashem thinks. That's the Chacham's opinion, and therefore, we'll have to be concerned that it's not a real Hatara over here, because it's not a real Pesach, and therefore, ain't Poslan. Therefore, the Chacham don't allow it in either case. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer does allow it in the case of Kovod Avivimo, Sovar Bechlod HaMakom, Hud Ein other mayors. In regards to saying, I don't really care that Hashem thinks this is bad, I'm doing it anyway, nobody have the chutzpah to say that. So people would lie. Abu Chavir of the Imo, Rabbi Eliezer holds mayors. People would say, I don't really care that I embarrass my parents. I don't get along so well with my parents. It doesn't bother me that my parents would be upset about this. So therefore, a person would say the truth. And therefore, if he says, no, I'm upset, I wouldn't have made the nether if my parents had, if I'd realized that my parents would be upset, they would be embarrassed. So therefore, Hilkach Poskim. Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, would allow this to be a Pesach and to be Matu Neder. That's the opinion of Abaye. We turn to some Astalos and Wittbeis. Rava Omar. Rava gives us a different reason. Rava says, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim Nishalun L'Chacham. He says, if we were to allow this to occur, so then no longer will people go and ask a Chacham to be Matu Neder. As the Ran tells us in the top Ran, Im Kain, the post of Lo B'Chavad Avakim, if we allow this Chavad Avakim to be a Pesach, to be Matu Neder, Lo Yu Nedarim Nishalun L'Chacham. Nobody's going to go ask the Talmud Chacham and Shaila. They're going to say, Shkolecha v'yechad poseach Pesach zeliatzma. They're going to say, oh, if I realized that this would be upsetting to Hashem, there's no way that I would have done it. Shari Pesach zeh, royal cholam done. This would apply to every single neder. I won't sit in this chair. I won't go into that building. I won't eat this type of food. I won't do something. Everything would say, oh, if I know that the idea of making the dorm was Rabbein Hashem, I never would have made such a neder. So then every single neder under the sun would have a Pesach. And nobody's going to go ask the Chacham. They'll just say the neder doesn't take effect. The Ran, however, says, "V'kashalod imi haytaim amodir ulezer b'chovar amakum." Am I pulling b'chovar aviv imo? Do ikol lemechash nami haytaima? So the Ran asks over here and says, then this would apply then even to Kavod Ovin V'Imo. Once we see that that comes off, the neder is going to be nullified, you'll do Hataras the Darm based upon Kavod Ovin V'Imo, so then the same thing would apply for those the Darm as well. That a person is going to not go longer and ask any shilas, because to say, oh, this came off last time, so next time the same thing, I can say, Mishul Kavod Ovin V'Imo, there's no such thing as a neder, and therefore, why don't we, Rabbi Eliezer, say the same thing by Kavod Ovin V'Imo, as he said by Kavod Shammai. So Ron says, after the Siru Leila, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you could argue that there are Ika Nidarm, the Kile Kule Hai, there are some Nidarm that are so insignificant, so She'en La'Ovin V'Imo Zilzubahem, that the parents wouldn't be embarrassed that their son made an eder that he's going to get up tomorrow to go to Minyan or else he won't eat all day. So that doesn't embarrass the parents if the son made such an eder. And therefore, v'hani leko lemiftach bu b'chovet av v'imo, that wouldn't be something that would be applicable to say if you'd known that your parents would be upset about this. It just doesn't apply in this type of a case. Hilkach, kiven the kol nedarm lo sayilu b'hai pischa. Not all nedarm would fit into this paradigm, whereas all nedarm would fit into the paradigm of Zilzul Hamakom, and therefore the Nedarim Sagiluhu Nami Poskin Kimaskinon Bishmaisin, and therefore this is actually a valid difference between Kavod Hamakom and Kavod Aviv Imo, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rabbanim disagreed. Rabbanim Sviluhu Dim Isa the Posim Lachulu Nidre Sagi Vim Kain Ein Nedarim Nishal Lachacham Hukap Lachulu Ein Posim. The Chacham disagreed. Say no. If we allow this for the Kavod Hamakom, then you would also have to allow for Kavod Ovin V'Imo, and therefore there would be no such thing as Nedarim anymore. Alternatively, the Ran gives a second pshat how to understand the Machlokas of Abaye v'Rava, Ayin Shav. Okay, we just did the first pshat. Now the Gemara asks that tonight, and we learned in our Mishnah, Umodim Chachom Rebbe Eliezer B'Davar Shebeino Levein Ovin V'Imo Sheposlo B'Kavod Ovin V'Imo, that if the Neder was in fact something about the parents, as the Rashi pointed out, he was madir hanor to his father. He asked his father to get an off from him, so the neder was about the parents. So then, even the chachamim amoda to Rabbi Eliezer in that situation, shaposlo b'chavod aviv imo. If you'd realize how embarrassed the parents are that you asked them to get an off from you, so then you never would have made the neder. And he says, yes, I never would have made the neder. Even the chachamim amoda to Rabbi Eliezer that works in this situation. Now, why? So according to Abaye, it works out very well. Bishlamo Abaye. Abaye's reasoning is damar imkain eini darm nitarin. In this situation, you won't have the nedarim that are being matted properly because the person will be meshaker. So the Gemara says, no. Hocha, kivon the ichtsaf lei, ha ichtsaf lei, as I explained when we did the Mishnah. Since the person was already so chutzpah, he asked his parents to get an off from him. As the Rosh had said, he was madir an off from his father. Dad, you can't get an off from me. So he's so chutzpah to do something like that. So then he will be believed when he says, oh, if I'd realized how upset they were, I never would have made the neder. He's believed because he would be just as chutzpahdik to say, no, I don't care that they're upset. So therefore, since he's already chutzpahdik and making an edit to ask his parents to get an off from him, so he wouldn't be afraid to be chutzpahdik to say, and I would do it anyway, again, even though I know that they're embarrassed or they're upset about it. But if he says, oh, if I realize how upset they were, I never would have made the nether. So therefore, we can believe him. And that's why the Chamam Moda. But this only works according to the Peshat of Abaye. According to Rava, El Rava, that we're concerned, the Amar, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim Nishalim L'Chacham. Nobody's going to go ask a Talmud Chacham Hashel anymore. They'll say, well, it can just use the general heter of, just like last time, it was a good Pesach, and the nether was matir. So too, this time, it's a good Pesach, and the netter just falls off by itself. They won't go ask the Talmud Chacham Shaila. So then, Hacha, am I posted? So then, why, in fact, are the Chachamim molded to Rabbi Eliezer? According to Rabbah, the Chachamim should not be molded to Rabbi Eliezer in this situation, because we should be concerned that if we allow this to work for a Dover Shebein Aviv Le'imo, it's going to work for everything, and the person will just no longer ask Shailas on his Nadarim. Someone says, no, that's different in this situation. Even according to Rav, it's not a problem. Amri, because we say, Kiva, the kol nidre, lo sagi lohon, the lav chacham. Since a person can't use this for every single type of neder, because this would only be applicable to nedarim, beino, levein, other v'imo, and therefore, hochanami poschim. So we allow it over here, because this won't become a blanket heter to say, well, just like they were matur it over here, it would be mutter in every situation. I don't have to go to waste my time and ask the Talmud Chacham a shayla on my neder. It automatically falls off. That wouldn't apply over here. This is only a very specific scenario. B'davar shebeino, levein, other v'imo. And you can see in the Ran, according to Chachamim, we don't allow this for other types of Nidarim. that aren't directly dover shebeino levein aviv v'imo. We don't allow you to say the covenant of your parents. Would you have made the neder? And he says, no, we don't allow that because they're concerned that you'll be mishaker. Umitok she'en yodeya limtzo behen pesach. And since a person in those situations can't use covet of the demo, he'll have to go ask the chacham b'shaila. So too, the Gemara continues and says, "Hocha nami poschen." So too, over here, the Ran says, "Shemitok shehurgo lelech etzul chacham." Since he has to go to a chacham for all these other nedarim, ab nedarim alol yelch etzlo. So in this situation as well, he will go to a talmud chacham and use this as a pesach, but he'll go to a talmud chacham to be shoel on the neder. So therefore, even Rava has no problem with our Mishnah. Then we quote the Mishnah. We have the second part of the Mishnah, which said, "Be'od another kula amar Rabbi Elazar posman olav kula." We have the three examples where Rabbi Elazar said these are examples of no lad, and the Chacham disagreed that you can be matir and neder based upon such a pesach of no lad. My time of the Rabbi Elazar. Where did Rabbi Elazar get the source that this is in fact a valid heter to be poseach with no lad? So Amar Rechisa says based upon the pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Amar Kro. Moshe Rabbeinu had told Yisro that I won't go back to Mitzrayim without telling you. And then he's Matir Neder, and he does go back to Mitzrayim without telling Yisro. So what happened over here? So the Ran tells us, the Ramasu Kimetsu Kol Anashim, Mavakshim Es Nafshecha, he says, Afa Gav Di Yisro Yishbiel Moshe, even though we find that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Neder to Yisro that he wouldn't go back without telling him. And you can see the Agos, it's a unum. Where do we find this? Kedisa lekamen on Daf Samachay Amud Aleph. We'll see this inside the tomorrow's shiur. Kedisiv by Yoel Moshe Lo Sheves Esoish. The Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisro the Yitain Lo Es Sipora, and therefore Yisro gave him Sipora. So we'll learn this more in tomorrow's shiur. Nevertheless, Afilohachi Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Hayonishba. The only reason Moshe Rabbeinu swore was El Mitok Shoyo Yare Midosan Vaviran, because he was afraid of the two tattletales, Dosan Vaviran, that they told Paro that Moshe Rabbeinu would kill the Mitzri. And therefore, they tried to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to chop off his neck. Kosh Boch made the nays that his neck turned to marble. The axe broke, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to run away in the confusion. And Moshe Rabbeinu was therefore scared to go back to Mitzrayim. So that's why he said, no problem. I won't go back to Mitzrayim without telling you. Lefikach, therefore, Pasach Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir is Neder, and tell him it's okay to go back to Mitzrayim. Kimesu Kol Anoshim Mavakshim Es Nafshecha, because Dosan and Aviren are, quote, dead. We'll see what that means in a moment. And therefore, you can go back to Mitzrayim. The only reason you made the Neder was because you were scared to go back to Mitzrayim. Now, that Dosan and Aviren are dead, which is a no lad, this is a new thing, they weren't dead at that time, so therefore, that's the source of Rabbi Elazar telling us that it can be Pasach Neder, with the Pesach of a Nolad, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did for this neder of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the reason of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Chisto, Yom HaKra, Kimesu Kol Anashim, but Misa, the Nolad, who, the death of Dosan and Aviram, is Nolad. They were alive at the time that Moshe made the neder, and now they're dead. So therefore, Mikan, Sheposchim, and Nolad, this is the source for Rabbi Elazar to say that you're allowed to be Poseach with Nolad. No, that's a very good, seems like an airtight explanation. Rabbanim, my Tamayo, what do the Rabbanim do with this? So, Kasabi, the Chacham hold, Hanu, Mi, Maisi. Now, this is a Loshon Bismia, as the Ran learns it, although the Mefarish learns it as saying, no, they were already dead at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Neder. But the understanding of all the other Mefarshim is, no, that were they really dead? No, they weren't dead. This isn't no lot because they weren't really dead. Because V'Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishum Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rishum Yochai, again, we always point out, Mishum means he didn't hear it directly, he heard it through various other Chachamim, and we just don't have that listing here, we don't know it, so it was said over the name of Rishum Yochai. If I say something over the name of Vilna Gaon, I didn't hear it directly, obviously, from the Vilna Gaon, I heard it from my Rebbeim, heard it from their Rebbeim, heard it from their Rebbeim, so that's what Mishum means. So V'Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishum Yochai, and he said, Kol makom shenemar nitzim v'nitzavim. Whenever you find the psukim, the word nitzim or nitzavim, and the Ran gives us examples of this, and Tosus points out it's lav davka every single time. It's just a couple of times that it says it. So in any event, it refers to Einon Ella Dosan Vavirim. They're referred to as the nitzim, the people that are starting up. They're always making machlokas. And Dosan and Vavirim were ultimately punished in the machlokas of Korach v'yad Doso. In any event, so these terms of Dosan and Aviram, they're called people that start up with Machlokas. They started up with Moshe Rabbeinu in a number of places with Machlokas. And therefore, they clearly were not dead. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the heter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go back to Mitzrayim, it wasn't because they were actually dead, and therefore it's not a problem of Nolad. What was? was it? El Amar Eish Lakish. What happened was, we have the famous rule that there are four people that are chashuvim kimeis. And one of them is Oni Choshuv Kimei Shiryardu Minichaseyon. And since they no longer would have the ear of Paro, Paro only listened to rich people, he didn't listen to poor people. And therefore, they became Aniyim, and they were like a mace. Now, you could argue, as the Ran does, says that's also called a type of Nolad. They were rich before, now they're poor. So we have the idea that poverty and richness is a constant cycle. It's Galgal Hamistove. Gagal hu shechozer b'olam. It's constantly going around, and sometimes you're at the top, you're wealthy, and sometimes you're at the bottom. It's only a question of time. The gagal is in the stove, and therefore it's not considered something that's nolad because it's a dover shriach, and any dover shriach is not considered nolad. If something is very likely to happen, even though it hasn't happened yet, it's not considered dover shriach. That's the way Ran and many of the other Mepharshim understand this. The Mepharsh has a little bit of a different understanding. He says, in Dira Maslow, the Eino Ella, he says, Kimesu, they were already dead at this time, Sheyardu min Chaseon. They had already not died, like he had explained originally, at the time that Hashem was mati the nether, but they'd already become poor at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu had made the nether, Kfar Bishas a nether, and therefore, the Lav Noladu. He says, period, it's not Nolad. They were already poor. Vahayu Kimesu already at that point in time. In any event, it's not a problem of Nolad according to the Chachamim, because we have the four people that are known as Ani Choshev Kimeis, and three others as well, which we're now going to discuss. Omer Vishuva Levi, Vishuva Levi tells us, Kol Adam Shein Lo Bodim Choshev Kimeis. The person doesn't have children, so then he's also considered Rechmon Lutzlan like a maze, because the Pasuk says, Shemar, when Rachel tells Yaakov Avinu, please, Havali Bodim Vim Ayin Meis Anochi. If not, I will die. Not that I will die, but I am considered dead. Meis Anochi, I'm already considered like a dead person. In other words, a person, Rechmon son that doesn't have children, is considered like a maze. Now, how do we know that maybe Dasan Aviram didn't have children? So we had discussed this earlier in the Masechta when we had this discussion. And there the Ran had pointed out that the fact that they didn't have children wouldn't have meant that they wouldn't have had the ear of Paro. If they were poor, so Paro doesn't listen to poor people, but Paro does listen to rich, childless people. So therefore, that can't be what happened to Dasan Aviram, so it must be that they lost their Nechosim. And he'll say a similar terrors for the other two reasons that we considered somebody to be Kimeis. And furthermore, the Gemara says, "V'tanya, arba chashuvim kameis." There are these four people that are considered to be like a mace, Ani, which we've already said. Also, a metzora, that's the second one, a suma, blind one, and mishay labanim, that's the one that we just said, somebody that doesn't have children. And where do we find a makor for all of them? So, Ani, d'chsev, kimeis, chal Hashem. That's our pasuk with Dasan and Aviram. They were dying, but they weren't really dead. They were just poor. Metzora, where do we see that? D'chsev, the pasuk says, al noti kameis, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara to Aaron HaKohen about Moshe Rabbeinu, so it says, don't let her be, Moshe davens for and says, don't let her be like a mace. So you see, she was only a Metzora, but a Metzora is Choshev Kimeis. And we see that a blind person is considered like a mace, because the Pasuk says that we walk around in the darkness, in Eicha, in the third parak, we read, that we walk around in the darkness like a dead person. In other words, somebody who's blind, he walks around in darkness, it's considered like a dead person. And again, how do we know that maybe Dasan Aviram became a Metzora, or that they became a Suma? How do we know that that wasn't the reason why that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matid in Eder, because they were like a maze? So the Mepharshim explained that they weren't a Metzora because they were still in the city. They wouldn't have been allowed to be, if they were Metzora, they wouldn't be in the city. And therefore, they couldn't have been a Metzora. And likewise, they couldn't have been blind, because we already say in Chumash, Ha'inei Hanashim Ha'im Tanakir. If you were to put out the eyes of these people, and I'm implying that they weren't blind. So therefore, it must be that they were Ani Choshev Kimeis. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch said, that these people, Kulam Kimeisu, Kol Hashem HaMavakshim Esnafshecha. Tosos points out, in the bottom line of the Tosos, he says, what's the nafkamina to know that these four people are Choshev Kimeis? So, Livoy Alayu Rachme, that a person should daven. If he sees somebody in any of these four situations, he should daven for them to go and become healed or improve their situation. They shouldn't be poor, they should have children, they shouldn't be Metzora, and that they shouldn't be blind. Okay. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Umishein Labanim, where do we see that? That you're considered Kimeis, Dilsiv, Havu Libanim, Imayin Meisanochi. That we already had before from Rachel Imenu, when she says to Yaakov Avinu, I would be considered like a dead person if I don't have children. That's a good break point for today. Mitzvah Shem will pick up with a new daf tomorrow. Wishing everybody a Freilichen Chanukah.